Ready, down, hut, 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 hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I do love our loyal listeners. Josh and Heartland, one of them. Tore it all, more like bore it all, from Billy Madison. He said he keeps hearing that as we're having this conversation about the mix-up of the drugs. Bobby Portis suspended for 25 games, will be out for most of the rest of the regular season. Joined now by Jason Wilde, talk a little Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Annoyed.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm annoyed about the Bobby Portis thing. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I would say this. I in the NFL, they don't disclose what someone tests positive for, and I always have a healthy dose of skepticism when there's a narrative of, oh, I took this and it was accidental. That's pretty commonplace, right? I mean, Chewy, you know this. And the NFL rule is they don't disclose it. I'm not quite sure why, but that's how that's been negotiated in the CBA. And my first reaction when I saw it while we were doing the show yesterday was, sure, yeah, accidental.
Yeah.
But then, the fact that the Bucs put out the statement, the fact that Bobby Portis's agent spoke on it, I thought the transparency actually made me feel a lot better. I also thought it was interesting. I saw yesterday that they considered appealing it, but there was too much risk, which I think what they were saying was if you lose the appeal, then it takes you into the postseason. So I actually, my thought process on it changed somewhat quickly once I saw, the Bucs naming the substance that he wasn't supposed to take, et cetera. I also had a few doctor friends of mine point out that that doesn't make a whole lot of sense that would be something that would be on the banned list. But again, that's all above my level of knowledge.
Are you telling me, Jason, you didn't believe Jude Waddy?
Now the Jude Waddy thing. Now that was one of my favorites. Like we got all the details, right? Like, it was some sort of liquid that he put under his tongue and this, that, and the next thing. And look, I mean, let's be honest. In the NFL, there are plenty of guys, and unlike, say, baseball, no one cares, right? I mean, I enjoyed my 3 years with Julius Peppers. I really liked covering him. We had a really good working relationship. I wouldn't say that I know him well, but like he had a fairly long suspension at one point in his career for using performance enhancing drugs. Doesn't have any impact on him going in the Hall of Fame, right? Like the NFL is just a totally different world compared to baseball. And so, there was that whole thing at one point with like Peyton Manning's wife and Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers and Mike Neal all having their names in some sort of dossier or whatever you want to call it from some place in Indianapolis that had some questionable performance-enhancing substances, and it just sort of all went away. So, again, I wish there was some sort of consistency through all leagues, but I think we can all agree that that'll never happen.
Jason, what did you think of the rendering on how the draft is going to be set up? I thought they'd put the stadium in the backdrop, so I was a little surprised.
Yeah, so I was watching this this thing that the Fox affiliate up here in Green Bay did, Fox 11, and they've got a reporter, Ben Krumholtz, who, I mean, it was as thorough as anything I've ever seen done by local television. Like it was, I don't know how it aired on television, like if it was like a half hour special or an hour special, but I watched it on their YouTube channel and it was I mean, it was very, very detailed. And they spoke to the guy from the NFL, the VP who oversees all of the different aspects of the draft. And this guy's also in charge of all the foreign games. So he's like their events guy. And he had this great line about how from a TV perspective, they wanted Lambeau Field, as when you took shots of the crowd, Lambeau Field is there, because he said, for the hero shot, you want the hero in it, and the hero is Lambeau Field. And if you look at the renderings, I mean, if they had put the stage in front of Lambeau, I mean, that stage is enormous, right? I mean, it's crazy that they can build something so large temporarily on Oneida Street and then tear it down. Again, watching this piece from Fox 11, it's gonna take them two weeks to remove every remnant of the NFL draft from Green Bay. So while the draft is long gone, us residents will still be dealing with road closures and everything else for another 2 weeks. But I thought that made sense, because they also like to follow like the prospect as he walks through the tunnel and comes out to get his hug from Goodell, and it's the last time that he'll ever be on good terms with Goodell, and then they show the crowd in the background. So it actually made sense once it was explained to me, but I agree with you, Chewy. The first thought I had is, why would this not be, you know, why would Lambeau not be more prominently featured? It's also crazy to me, like, the you know, I think when we first heard about this, you know, there weren't any details at all. And you were like, okay, so are they going to have it in the stadium? Like, is it going to be like when they have a concert where they have seating all on the field and then also in the stands? And based on the numbers that they're expecting, and hopefully weather, you know, is cooperative, you know, this is how they have to do it. This is how they did in Detroit. They have to build these stages, these theaters, to accommodate the number of people that are standing out there waiting for pick after pick after pick.
Yeah, because that's the problem, Jason. There's not a ton of open space around Lambeau Field the way that they've done it in other places, you know, like Chicago, right, like Kansas City, because you have the residences, you've got the homes, and it's not like you can just go, oh yeah, we'll just, you know, tear those down and then we'll put them back up just so we can create space. There's not a lot of natural space around Lambeau Field to have that many people.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to come off great. I know Rob Domofsky and I talked about this when it was first awarded to Green Bay, that, you know, as people who have lived here, but we've both lived here for a long time now, we were a little worried, because we do get tired of people that kind of make us look small time, not only our beat writing corps, but our town. To quote the classic film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, they're proud of their town. And so I didn't want us to come off as small time, but once I saw the renderings and I talked to some people that work in the building, like, the NFL really, there's a lot of things you can criticize about the NFL, but when they have events, they are first class all the way. And I don't think, you know, I'm sure there'll be people that will struggle to find parking and they won't be happy with their hotel.
Jason, that happens with 80,000 people on game day.
Right, exactly. So I'm sure that'll be an issue, but I don't think, if you're watching on television, I don't think the NFL will allow Green Bay to look like, ugh, what did they put the draft in that tiny town for? What a disaster.
Jason, good stuff. We appreciate your perspective. I did send the video to the gentleman so that they can watch it that you mentioned from Fox 11.
Well, good. I'm glad you did that for me.
Well, that's because you're too scared to send anything to Chewy because you got the number wrong once.
I did. I never text Chewy anymore. Like, even after you send me the right number. And then here's the question I have. I know you guys got to go, but, like, if you're on the receiving end of one of those, is there no, like, you know, the worst part was I put all three of you on it, so whoever that rando was, then had your number. I'm going to start writing handwritten letters to you guys if I ever have anything for you.
Doesn't sound very efficient, but I understand your hesitancy. Jason, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
You can listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We'll take a break. We got to get to Craig Karmazin. I'm sure Craig will have an opinion on the Bobby Portis situation. Suspended 25 games. And I will say this, guys. Well, wait. I'll wait. I'll wait until Craig comes on to say what I was going to say. Go ahead, Gabe.
Well, I can't wait for this because Bunzl's this week has some great fresh homemade specials. USDA Prime Angus Sirloin Steaks, $15.99 a pound. Stuffed Pork Tenderloin, $7.99 a pound. Bunzl's Homemade Ham Salad, $6.99 a pound. And fresh all-natural bone-in pork steaks, $3.99 a pound. Of course, you can always check out their monthly meat deal. Just go to the website, Bunzl's.com. And when you stop by at Bunzl's, visit the deli. Grab some lunch, grab some dinner. They've always got great specials going on over there, whether you want a sandwich, they got a little hot bar there too. So many different things to check out. When you go to Bunzl's, 90th and Burleigh, you really need to check everything out. Find all the weekly specials and that monthly special at Bunzl's.com.